Father, Father Deacons, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God. I had a really hard time latching on to something in these readings this morning, but finally, by God's grace, I was enlightened, hopefully, to something that hopefully will be profitable to all of us. Oh Lord, your words. It's the last line of the epistle this morning. For man believes with his heart and so is justified, and he confesses with his lips and so is saved. And what I took from this is that our salvation, our whole life, Christ, when he came, took on our whole human nature, soul and body. And so we have our whole body, our whole being has been saved by the grace of God. And we are two different aspects. We are spiritual and we are physical. And our salvation is complete in both of those things, in that our whole life, from the moment of our baptism, needs to be geared towards not only preserving the blessed state which we were given in our baptism, which we were restored to in our baptism, but also the pursuit of that salvation. It's a constant pursuit towards God, because unfortunately, after our baptisms, we still continue to sin. So our main focus in all of our life, every day, should be to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And our repentance needs to be complete. It needs to be a whole offering to God, in that we first in our heart we confess our sin and we desire to never do that sin again, whatever it may be. And at the same time, though, we have to make it a physical thing. We have to get this body engaged in that act of salvation. And so we need to come first. Our first act needs to be to hopefully prostrate ourselves before our icons and beg God's forgiveness, and then to come to church and to connect with a priest and confess those sins. Because in that act, we are again restored to that place of our baptism. We enter again mystically into our baptism when we go to confession. We confess our sins with our whole heart and our whole body. Sometimes it is a pretty nerve-wracking thing. And then we receive the prayer of absolution from the priest. And in this entire act is our salvation. It is the entire process born out again. The death, the coming of Christ, the death and the resurrection, the ascension into heaven, all of those things are again lived out in that moment. So our main focus needs to be to wake up each and every morning and, first of all, thank God that we woke up. Secondly, to ask God's mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, that I can repent this day of the sins which I have, which are so much a part of me that I don't even realize I do. Because we, you know, sins when we yell, we get angry, we curse, we cut somebody off on the road, we give them the freeway salute or whatever, you know. I mean, these are minor sins. But nonetheless, they are sins. And so those are the ones that we're aware of. But what about the ones that we're not so much aware of? What about our pride and our ego, which really is in almost everything that we do? And all too often, we're a little bit misguided in that we're looking more for, you know, what pleases us and what makes us comfortable than we are for looking for God's will. And asking God to forgive us our self-focus, our self-love. So each day we have this opportunity when we wake up to ask God to show us our sins, if we are so inclined. And that is another large part of the battle, is that our will gets in the way. And so we need to get to a place where we no longer desire to love our sin more than we love God. We need to get to the place where we love God completely, without holding something back. Because I know that in my own life, I bargain with God all the time. I tell Him that I want to completely give Him everything. But every moment after I say that, I take something back. Because I love my comfort. I love my things. I love my flesh. I love to feed my flesh with whatever it is. So it's very, very important for us, brothers and sisters in Christ, to ask ourselves how honest we're being in our life. Each day, when we get up and we do our morning prayers, God willing, we're doing morning prayers, even if it's the Lord's Prayer, or 10 Lord Have Mercies, or whatever it might be. But when we do that, let's be honest with ourselves and with God, and let's ask Him to help us, to guide us, to teach us, to show us what sins it is that really get in our way and stumble us. Because there are, not only are there many, but there are big ones. And we don't always see them. And the only way that we're going to see them is if God opens our eyes to them. And we have to be patient, because all too often, many of our sins become something that we kind of get focused on. You know, they're the everyday sins, or the ones that bug us the most, the one that we always have to confess. It can sometimes be a distraction, because for a number of different reasons. First off, it's embarrassing for us to come again and confess the same stupid thing again. Why do I do this? And that's where we get distracted, is asking why I do this. Because it's not so much the why we do it that's important. It's the how do I stop doing it that's important. So we need to focus and ask God to help us focus on what it is that prevents us from repenting. What keeps us from that? And all too often, it's another sin. It's a bigger sin. As I mentioned pride, because we're every man that was ever born on this planet was born with pride, and woman. And child is born with pride. That is the biggest sin that we have to overcome. For some of us, it's bigger than others, but it's there in all of us. So I really encourage all of us to really enter into the full act of repentance, in embracing the things that the church gives us to help us, the fasting, the prayer, church services, all of those things that we hear about all the time, and those things truly are given to us to help us preserve that grace which was given to us in our baptism, and which we again enter into and receive again in confession and repentance. That is what those things are there for. They're there to help us to preserve that grace. They aren't there as some kind of a tool for us to earn our salvation. All the good works that we do, everything that we do in our life that hopefully brings glory to God, but many times our own egos get caught up in it. Whether it's going to church all the time, or whether it's volunteering in a soup kitchen, or helping Valley Churches United, or whatever it is that we might do that's a good work, that along with the fastings and the prostrations and the prayers and the church services, all of these things are meant for us to help us to preserve the grace that we've been given. And so I encourage us to embrace all of these things and to take the gifts that God has given to us, because some of us are more given towards acts of kindness. And some of us are more given to acts of spirituality, to attending prayer services or doing vigils or whatever it might be. I'll leave the vigils mostly to the monastics, but we are all to be attentive in our hearts and our minds. And so we are to be vigilant as well, to watch over our thoughts so that we aren't distracted. It was a funny story. I was up at the monastery for a couple of days doing some work up there, and the sister who is kind of the coordinator of the project up there, she's kind of the general contractor, she was telling me this story. She actually has a phone. It's a cell phone that the real contractor leaves there for her to use. So she contacts subs and people who come up to do volunteer work and everything, and she contacts them directly from this phone. But it's a smartphone. And she was texting with somebody or doing something, she was walking along, and suddenly she realized in her peripheral vision that she had just stepped over something, and she wasn't sure what it was. So she stopped and she looked down, and it was a snake. And she goes, she said to herself, I wonder if that's a rattlesnake. And as soon as that came out of her mouth, she heard the snake's rattle. By God's grace, the snake moved on and everything was fine, but it was an illustration of the distractions that we have and that we allow ourselves to be distracted by. The smartphone's a great one. So is the computer, the television, whatever, even books can be a distraction to us. But I thought it was a wonderful illustration, because in the world, she lives in a monastery and she's always praying for us, but in the world we are more distracted than anywhere else, certainly than they are in the monastery. But she was distracted by her phone, by what she was doing, and she didn't see the snake. And isn't that an illustration for us as well? That we can be walking along, whatever it is that we're doing, and not see the snake, and the snake can strike us. And so we need to be attentive. We need to be watchful and vigilant over our souls. I had a bunch of things that I was going to read, and apparently they weren't really necessary to read, but I'll read one thing and then conclude with a thought. This was on the Archdiocesan website. It was a thought for the day the other day. A monk said to Abba Sisoys, I would like to preserve my heart, but I cannot. To which the elder replied, how can we preserve our heart when the gate to our heart, the tongue, stands open? So here again is another distraction for us. It's our own tongue. And it can be a very destructive thing, too. How often do we say things that we regret? Fortunately, it's probably not all the time, but when it happens, it's very destructive. And then the other thing that I will end with is just to encourage us to enter into this life that the church has given us fully. Offer our hearts to God. There are two things that are truly ours, that God gave us. Everything else is God's grace. The breath that we breathe, the function, the fact that our fingers work, all of that is God's grace. There are two things that God gave us that we can really offer back to God. That is our will, and that is our effort. So the will is the spiritual aspect of our life, our whole heart, our being, our thoughts, everything. But then the physical is our effort. What effort are we making? That's the physical aspect of our offering to God. Do we get up in the morning and do prayers? Do we stand before we go to bed and say prayers? Those are efforts. Those are our effort. Do we come to church? So these are the efforts. And a recent prayer that has really just kind of occupied me of late, and I will encourage you guys to think of it, is that I truly want to get to the place where I love God. I'm not there. I want to get to where I love God with everything. I don't want to hold back anymore. I still do, but I don't want to anymore. And that's the key word, is want. We have to get to the place where we want to love God with our whole heart. So I encourage all of us to look for that, those opportunities, where quiet moments, when we get up each day, starting today after church and every day from now on, let's try to love ourselves just a little bit less, just to deny ourselves just a little bit, and let's ask God to help us love Him a lot more. Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.